Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about the effect of large-scale wealth, specifically from the viewpoint of more money, more problems. True? Yes. Well, with enough money, you can solve your problems. Yes, but wealth comes with it its own set of challenges. Legal disclaimer, I'm not giving financial advice. Go get somebody whose job it is to do that. But what we are talking about is the nature and effect of money on you as an individual, on your relationships, and on the world at large. And large-scale wealth is no exception. Before we dive into that, quick shout out to new listeners in Windsor, Canada. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining us here today. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the links in the show notes. Let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So let's talk about money. Now, we have discussed high net worth before. And the last time we talked about money, we talked about these definitions of high net worth individual, very high net worth individual, ultra high net worth individual, or as we call them here, hinwees, vinwees, and unwees. And we talked before about the difference between how new money behaves and how seasoned money or mature money behaves. And it really just depends on the stage you are in your self-development, right? So with a certain level of net worth, you know, and with financial independence, often comes time to work on you, which if you do the work, obviously, move yourself forward, you spend more time in later stages. And when you do that, you just spend your money differently. You just use it differently. And we also talked about how it's not a measure of whether or not you are smart, good-looking, fabulous human, anything like that. It's just an extension of you. It is not a measure of your being. Now, as we discuss high net worth, it might start to kind of sound scary. And to an extent, it is. Most people think that if you have money, then you won't have problems, or you can buy your way out of problems. That you can simply solve your problems with cash. Now, while money can solve a lot of problems, it creates problems of its own. And this is not to discourage you from building wealth. This is to inform you of the nature and effect that you might expect when you get there. Now, as you build wealth, moving from debt freedom to affluence to financial independence to high net worth and beyond, you are trading one set of problems for another, mostly better set of problems each step of the way. So for example, when you're saddled with debt, you might have problems making your mortgage payment or finding money for food. Now these are incredibly stressful problems. These are what most people would call real problems. Now, once you work your way out of debt and you're building wealth, you'll have problems such as friends not understanding why you're not eating out, or driving around in a beat-up car because you're so focused on hitting that magic number in your net worth. And then further down the line, you may have problems with friends and family hitting you up for money or scammers at your door. And eventually, you trade those issues in for the challenges of estate planning, tax planning, and setting up trusts and or charitable foundations. Deciding which world problems to tackle is a much better problem than wondering how you will eat tomorrow. Now, in the realm of large-scale wealth, tackling your new set of problems now requires a team of experts. Your first team will likely include an accountant to advise you on tax matters, a a wealth manager to watch the markets and keep your investments profitable, and wills and estates attorney to help you ensure your wealth ends up in the right hands after your death through mechanisms like wills and trusts and other legal instruments. Now, the first time you put together this team will seem like drinking out of a fire hose. Just finding a good accountant, a good wealth manager, and a good wills and estates attorney are hard enough. There is massive vulnerability in choosing poorly here. Pick the wrong ones and your money will disappear faster than Houdini. But if you pick the right ones, your net worth will grow protected and assured. So at first you'll be a deer in the headlights, just trying to figure out everything, understand everything that they're telling you, and making all the decisions that they're going to ask you to make. Now, once all the initial setup is in place, these professionals can do their job largely without your involvement. And then it hits you. You have a team. That's scary, actually, and a bit exciting. You're on a new level now, and you have to rise to meet it. Now, money has an interesting effect on character. It doesn't change it. It magnifies it. If you were an asshole when you were broke, you will be a massive asshole when you are wealthy. If you were kind, you will be a saint. Interestingly, your wealth will have the same effect on other people. If your kids were entitled and manipulative before, they really will be now. If your ex-spouse was, well, whatever they were that made them your ex, that too will be magnified, and they will all come if they know that you have money. People you never even met will be accusing you of things that never happened. Whoa now. That escalated quickly, didn't it? But it is a legitimate challenge that crops up at this level. See, at some point, whether you're showing it off flamboyantly or not, word will get out that you have money. And people will come after it. All kinds of people. People you never even met, and your closest family. And you will add another one or two people to your team. Lawyers. Yes, I'm sorry. More lawyers. You'll endure a phase where you're not only fighting off attacks from every angle, you are, if you're smart, using these lawyers to clean up any vulnerabilities you might have hanging out there from past mistakes, and forging solid protective walls around you and your wealth to ensure that no new vulnerabilities arise. And if you've not yet faced these kinds of attacks, lawyer up now, right now. Do not wait. And assess your vulnerabilities. And prepare strategies to mitigate them while you still have time. Don't avoid this critical step. So if you've made it this far in your financial life, and you've made it to Unwi status, and you have not had somebody coming after you, this is a beautiful time to get it together. Research good lawyers, assess your vulnerabilities, and shore up the walls of your castle. Now, if you enjoy travel, especially as an Unwi, an ultra-high net worth individual, but even as a Hinwi, a high net worth individual, you might also have a kidnapping problem. Again, I'm not saying this to scare you off from trying to build that kind of wealth, but this is a reality. This is a problem even for those who have a recognizable name. Regardless of wealth, even if you don't actually have money, but you have a recognizable name. Because a recognizable name makes your would-be kidnappers assume you are wealthy, even if you're not. So it pays upon strategies to avoid this. For some, depending on where you are traveling, you might choose to hire a security team. If you do, vet them carefully to make sure that they're not easily paid off to assist the very kidnappers that you are trying to avoid. At a minimum, use a fake name for all hotel registrations, dinner reservations, and car services. Now, you might choose one name per trip and use that name at each of the hotels, restaurants, and car services that you use. Or you might change the name you use for each service. Or you might change your name every day and use a different name every day for every service. So in extreme circumstances, you might even take the approach of booking several hotels and rotating between them. Or you might just pick a safer place to travel. But when you can't pick a safer place to travel, these are some techniques, and you should read up on some others. So the point is to assess your security needs and act accordingly. Again, this is not something you want to put off. This is something that you want to be prepared for now, right? Don't wait until you've already had one kidnapping attempt on you to go, I think I might have a security problem. I guarantee you have a security problem. So please start focusing on this now. Assess the security situation for you personally, because it's different for everybody, and act on it accordingly. And the answer might come back, oh, you don't really have much of a problem. Cool. But again, you want to assess your vulnerabilities. So a consultation with a security professional might be in order. Just a consultation, just having a discussion. Because it's usually after such legal attacks and a kidnapping threat or two that the wealthy decide that quiet wealth is better than fame. And they go underground for a while. They show off less. They might even move to another more rural area. And who can blame them? Because when fame cannot be avoided, because sometimes it cannot be avoided, smart henweys are find them keeping as low a profile as possible. And now you know why. So is it true? More money, more problems? Not more problems. Different problems. More money, different problems. But that just doesn't roll off the tongue as well, does it? So the problems are different. So you have to understand a new set of challenges. I think a better set of challenges. And trade in your problems for better problems, but you still have things that you're going to need to address and work on, and find the right people to help you assess your vulnerabilities and shore all that up. And then, well, maybe then you can get down to the business of enjoying it. So that's some pretty heavy stuff in our discussion of large-scale wealth. So if you've had experiences along those lines or different experiences, let me know, because I love to hear about this stuff and I love to discuss it. So thank you for joining me here today. And as always, I'll be wishing you not just great wealth, but Purna Asati, complete connection.